Good morning.
It is a Tuesday morning.
We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, an insurgent underdog no more, Vermont's U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders, now 77 years old, is laying the groundwork to launch a bigger presidential campaign than his first. Advisors predict he would open the 2020 Democratic presidential primary season as a political powerhouse.
Well, look, not only is he out there, but Joe Biden is out there last night saying, you know, I commit a lot of gaffes, but at least I can tell the truth, comparing himself with the president. So now you have Bernie Sanders, you have Biden, two guys who are sort of around my age. They are older, and there will be people who say we need somebody younger. But that's American politics and democracy, and once again, it shows you the schism in the Democratic Party, that there is a mainline Democratic Party, and then there's a left-wing party. I believe that Bernie Sanders had a good chance there, which was that the American people, including many of the people in the crucial states that went for Trump, were looking for somebody outside the box. So that meant that this was Bernie Sanders' chance. Now, not everybody knew that at the time. Whether or not that's still true, whether or not there's a search for some stability now, that makes a big difference.
From there, let's talk about the Mueller investigation as we wait the filings from Mueller, which could create more bombshell information. The news I'm reading here, President Trump encouraging the courts to give his former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, the severest punishment possible, washing his hands of Cohen's guilty pleas and practically erasing any possibility of a presidential pardon.
I would say that's true. There will not be a pardon for him. He spent 70 hours talking to the special prosecutors, and now Trump is feeling tremendous amount of heat, which is appropriate in my view. So, of course, now the guy who had been his lawyer for, 12 years, and fixer and intimate, is being attacked by Trump and said, send him to jail forever. Well, there's a reason for that, and that is that Trump is scared. He's scared of what is going to come out. Now, you also have these filings now, and the General Flynn and the others who are also cooperating, and the filings are expected for the first time to disclose what the special prosecutor has and what he doesn't have, or at least what he has. So everybody is holding their breath to see exactly what is going to come out. Is there any smoking gun relating to the President of the United States and his dealings with Russia? We have heard in the past days about the offer to give Putin a penthouse in the Trump Tower. Now, we don't know whether this was a formal offer or whether it was just discussed, but in any case, it's all pregnant with meaning.
Speaking of, there's a video clip of the 2016 presidential debate, Alan, making its way around the internet with President Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, where Clinton is laying out what she's saying at the time are the current attacks by the Russians, their connections that she believed were to President Trump and his business dealings with Russia, and goes through the whole case right there in the debate, and then Trump follows up by denying any connection.
Yes, we know that that did set it out. We know that Hillary Clinton is not the president of the United States that Trump is. But we're knowing a lot more now about Donald Trump, some of the things he said and promised that he didn't deliver on. And so this is one more indication that what goes around comes around, or as our old friend David Mario Cuomo used to say, the world is round.
Legislations, not investigations, should be a priority. Alan, this is what the freshman Democrats are telling House leaders. 46 Democratic freshmen signed the letter sent Monday to the entire Democratic leadership team, including Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi.
Look, I've been saying this for quite a while. The Democrats just won a huge victory in the House of Representatives. There's a scandal going on in North Carolina right now. I don't know how it's going to come out, but we do know that the Republican candidate was breaking the law, or was alleged to have been breaking the law by having absentee ballots picked up when that's not allowed, and employing, according to news media, an ex-fraudster to help in the campaign. So each of these things has led to a huge victory in the House and may even get bigger. But my point is, if that's going on, why would you change that? You got a president of the United States. He's immensely unpopular. He has over 60% of negative ratings by the American people. You saw what happened. In 2 years, you'll have a race for the Senate of the United States, and it'll even get worse. The Democrats will undoubtedly take the Senate, too. Now, that, of course, is going to be an extraordinary change. There are those politicians in the Democratic group who are saying, we don't have to impeach this guy. He's doing our work for us. It's the principle of jujitsu. Let somebody else's weight do it for you. Now, I happen to believe that the Democrats would be remiss if they didn't start to deal with their promises. We had yesterday Antonio Delgado on the air, and he was talking about laying out health care and everything else that he had promised during the campaign. And he certainly made it clear, if evidence comes out, then you impeach the guy, but not until that happens.
Well, something has happened, and we talk about it every time, Alan. There's a storm that might affect the city, municipality, a village, the idea that politics involved with everything, including weather. And now the New York City Office of Emergency Management head Joe Esposito has been fired by a deputy mayor amid an argument over his handling of last month's freak November snowstorm.
Well, somebody's got to take the heat, David. You know that Lindsay, of course, was the mayor of New York. He lost because of not picking up the snow in Queens. The de Blasio administration knows that it's vulnerable. When all else fails, fire somebody.
Our political observer, Alan Chartuk, joining us. Thank you, Alan.
And thank you, David. Always fun.